The following program contains coarse language.
It is intended only for mature audiences.
For sexual references, adult themes.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Safety Net Studio presents
Wheeler After Dark.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, that's loud, Pete.
Loud.
Yeah, it's a little loud.
Loud.
I can't.
Oh, my gosh.
We can't. Like off to the side. Is that because you wanted the goon posters to show? Couldn't help but notice you left them there.
Mm-hmm. I see that, too.
Okay. I just want to make sure everyone can hear us. I don't think they can.
They can't hear us?
Not yet.
Oh, that's okay. We can mime the whole show.
Yeah, here we go. All right. That's all right. We're going to get this figured out in a sec.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. No sound. How's this look? How do we look, though?
Language.
I love the goon posters.
Fucking awful. It's so gross.
My hair looks ridiculous. I actually don't mind my shot. I think I can work with it. I feel like this studio suits us more. You know what it is? Because it's all three of us.
What do you mean?
Like Dave built the other one because we built it for
It's been
us.
All three of us for a year.
Well, I know, but the studio is like ours.
You know, I've been on the show for a year, right? No.
We gotta find your show too. You gotta find.
We're working on it, everybody. Working on it. You want to type in and tell them we're working on it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, the Jaguar can do it.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm on it.
No sound. Everybody knows it. Hurry up before the Nomad goes to bed. They all know it. Oh well, first time in the first studio. What did you expect, guys? Ah, poor Jake.
Check.
Hello. It's now's the time to say all the things we want to say. Oh wait, we do that all the time.
Yeah, no, I do that every show.
Oh my gosh, how much better is it for coaches now that they don't have to cover their mouth with that stupid piece of paper?
Oh, when they
now they just have to have their shit covered. Oh my gosh, Jared is flicking black for anyone else. What? I don't get it. Oh, what? Somebody's the Wad Pod VIP. Oh, my gosh.
Check.
We know there's no audio. We know. Gosh.
That's why we're not talking.
Fuck. We know.
Check. There we go. Yeah, they can hear us
now. Is it working now?
Yeah, they can hear us now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe they can hear us now. Can you hear us now?
Now, let's see. Can they hear us? Briggs All Natural Meats. Happy holidays. Happy holidays. We love Linda and the team down there. If you're looking for some shepherd's pie, some lasagna, go down there, say hi to Linda, go pick something up. They've got a lot of amazing deals down there. Dave always talks about the bones that they have down there for the dogs. They have a lot of prepackaged meats for people. They also have lots of veggies and pickled goods. So go say hi to Linda. Briggs All Natural Meats. Happy holidays. Right by the Monte Carlo on the right-hand side, just up past the perimeter.
I need a refill. Is now a good time?
Go for a refill.
I also have a game I want to play.
Okay, let's. Okay.
You see how professional Dave was, and then he's like, and then he cuts it, and you're like, I need a drink, and I'm like, ooh, I have a game.
He's gonna kill me next Thursday. Like, he's gonna be so upset with me.
I mean, he can't hear you right now, so it's good that you.
I know.
Said that.
So let's talk about it.
Oh shit, he's already back.
Okay, I'm gonna go make a drink. I'll be back.
Okay.
Mix a drink.
Okay, so I have a game that we could play either at the end of the show or whenever you want.
Okay, well, I know Jaguar wants to talk about. He's got a touchy feely story that I definitely want to talk about. He mentioned it to me. There's not a lot in what's trending, but keep in mind that interview with Fauzi is about 10 minutes. So we can go long. Doesn't bother me at all. But I like to keep it consistent about an hour. Okay. I know. Tommy's always screaming. He's like, make the show longer. I'm like,
you're welcome, Tommy.
And Tommy, here's the deal. Now you got 2.5 hours worth of Wheeler between the Wheeler After Dark podcast and the Wheeler in the Morning podcast. There's like a good solid 2.5 hours of content.
Wow.
There. Yeah, I know, right?
That is a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, and plus the NFL report that'll be coming up a little bit later on too. So yeah, lots of stuff. Wow. Lots of stuff on the show today. I'm looking forward to taking the weekend, getting some sleep. By the way.
Yeah, you deserve some sleep. Mm. Sleep is good.
Ooh.
I agree.
Sleep is at a premium.
I feel like I finally
caught
up on my sleep from the trip.
By the way, do you see what I'm playing in the background there for you?
Hold on. I did see it. It was Aquaman.
Yeah.
Aquaman.
One of your faves.
Yeah. I don't know if it's fave.
Well, one of your faves as far as superhero movies go.
I like him.
Mm. So do I.
And there was parts of the movie that I didn't love.
Yeah, man.
Like her act, like her, their connection was terrible. Their love scenes were terrible. And when they were walking through fake Italy and like, oh, blah, blah. And it's like, what? That doesn't even.
Black Manta, the character.
Yeah,
yeah,
he wasn't
great. But that's Johnny Depp's ex there, isn't it? Amber Heard? Yeah.
I mean, you would know that more than I would.
That's Amber Heard, yeah.
You know, I feel like that's more of a you thing.
Welcome back. We were just talking Aquaman and how hot Aquaman is.
Oh, is that, what's his name? The big super buff guy?
Yeah.
That's not The Rock.
The dude that was from, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's not bad. He's a little too muscly for my liking.
And then Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's ex, is in that as well.
She's okay.
You haven't seen Aquaman yet, have you?
No.
Oh. I'll have to check that one out.
No. Is it one of the ones I'm going to like? You know me.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good one.
Family doesn't make family wait. Johnny here from Vernas Auto Body at the top of the waterfront, where you're part of the family. We don't have long waiting lists like the dealerships located so far out of the way you spend half your morning on their shuttle. We're downtown, close to everything, with less overhead for lower labor rates. So for full mechanical services or collision work, come to the top of the waterfront.
You're part of the family at Vernas Auto Body.
Call 982-4540.
Now! You played that music in the middle of the night.
It's music news you can use.
For December 30th, 2020. Lana Del Rey has fractured her arm. She posted a picture on Instagram saying she did it while she was skating. She said, quote, "When you see my second video for this album, don't think that the fact I'm wearing a cast is symbolic for anything other than thinking I was still a pro figure skater," end quote. She went on to say that it isn't really that bad and she'll be good to go soon. Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch has officially sold. It went for just over $22 million, and if you think that's a lot, just wait. This didn't sell quick. It has been on the market for years, and they have been continuing to drop the price. It was originally listed back in 2015 for over $100 million.
I might be messed up, but I know what's up. You want a real taste? At least I'm not a fake.
Thumb, unwrap me.
Close your eyes, don't peek. Now I'm undressing. Unwrap sour candy.
Okay, we're getting ready for a new year, but who is the most awarded artist of 2020? Well, it's currently a tie. In 2020, both Lady Gaga and Blackpink have won 69 awards so far, making them both in first place. Fans online love this because obviously Lady Gaga released her collab with Blackpink this year on her album Chromatica called Sour Candy. Billie Eilish is next in line with 62 awards in 2020. Now, helping get her to this spot, Gaga won Song of the Year, Artist of the Year, and the first ever Tri-Con Award at the past 2020 MTV VMAs. That's music news you can use for December 30th, 2020. I'm Tyler Carr, filling in for Dave Wheeler.
Neutralon.com wants to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and Happy Holiday Season. If you have a lawn, call Neutralon. They've been serving Winnipeg and area since 1986. They guaranteed their weed control, and since there's snow on the ground, they're going to let you prepay for next spring at a 15% discount. Who else is offering that? No one. Neutralon.com. There's a link down in the pod script. Fill it out. They'll get back to you within 24 hours. Neutralon.com, partnering with you to achieve the lawn you deserve, all while providing a first-class customer experience.
Can we break from the podcast for a
second?
Do you think, I don't give a shit about on social media anymore or anything, but people going to come down hard on you based off of what I'm saying?
Yeah, but here's the thing. What are they going to come down hard on you on? For having an opinion?
Right, like I'm doing the rules. Yeah, I'm just really questioning everything.
Yeah, but here's where really that side, you know, the believe in science side, and a lot of things that Tom Woods talks about, is that they will shame you. They will shame you.
I've been shamed.
Shh.
I know what it, I know what it feels like.
Heroes will be hissed and villains will be cheered during this this time.
Right, because but to a lot of people, I would, for what I'm saying, I'm being a villain for it. I just wish. I mean, maybe more people feel this way. Maybe you do feel like you're also like, hey, I'll wear the mask, but I just don't feel this is right. I guess I just don't want more kids growing up with this. And it's like, well, we just have to accept it. Do we have to accept it? Do we have to be like, yeah, this is what our new next 5 to 10 years is going to look like? I don't know. But if I only have 5 or 10 years left of my life, I would just like to go live my life. And if you don't want to be a part of my life, you don't want to come near me because you think I have COVID or an asymptomatic or I'm an asshole, then don't. Then don't be near me. But I should be able to function the way that I want to function with my life and go see my friends and go see their brand new house that I still haven't seen or go see my auntie or who's sick. Like, why can't I live my life based because of that?
I'd probably stay with her, stay away from her because she's sick.
Yeah.
But I understand what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
I'm so frustrated.
And under the guise of virtue is what they're saying. No, I'm doing this to try and protect you.
Well, yeah, Team Manitoba. I know. I've heard it a million times today.
Yeah, it's weird. And like I said to Candace, the best thing that we can do and what we can do is just stay informed. And I'm doing as much reading as I can. And
yeah,
I'm
on both sides.
I'm listening to as much. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's impossible not to hear what mainstream media is telling you. So I'm trying to listen to the other side and listen to other scientists, other really smart people who are also trying to figure this out and have as strong of opinions on their side as scientists on the other side do. But again, neither of them are right yet. None of them have come to a conclusion saying, okay, we figured it out. So it's nice knowing both sides of the story. Charles Adler always said to me, he goes, know both sides of the argument. That way you'll never lose. So that always taught me too.
Oh, shit. I wish I would have known that the day we got married.
So for
me, you played and you lost.
Yeah, well, I sure did.
We're still in the game. We're still in the game. But yeah, I get what you're saying, Candace. But I mean, the best thing that we can do is just stay informed. And I know you hate this word because everyone uses it, but just pivot as we go along.
Ugh.
I know.
Ugh. The word of 2020 that was a word for a week.
How can you tell Dave works with millennials?
Oh, right? Yeah. Hey? I guess that's just the thing. Like, I mean, I wish you're right. It's about the shaming. And, you know, I've given people less access to me, which is great. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that I don't have what I used to have in a very, because of that. But also it is the shame. Like, you have an opinion nowadays and I have a thought about how this is and I can't even express my opinion, allowing more good opinions on both sides to come in and create whatever that's going to look like. And I just, we don't live in that. It's just accuse. No, you're wrong. I'm allowed to be frustrated. So are you, but.
Somebody down in the VIP chat claiming to be Jared says, okay, I know it's not the right mindset, but Candace, no one is physically stopping you. But here's the thing.
What do you mean?
From going out and living your life. But the thing is,
they are. But they are. Like, I can't, like, so you're, and I get, they are, because I can't go over to my friend's house and bring them a basket full of stuff for their new house and walk in and do all those things. I can't do that. I can't go see my auntie who is sick. You're right. I wouldn't go see her because she is sick. So but there's things that I can't, my sister in a province, like, there are things that I physically can't, I can't go into my kid's school. So now things are being restricted upon me. So I get what you're saying, third Jared or fourth Jared, but
whichever fucking Jared.
But my life, you're right. Like, I'm doing my best to come on here, and I am frustrated today. And I promise, I was like, Dave, like, I just can't be the light today. Like, I feel I need to go through the emotions so that I can come out of this better.
Yeah,
but
that's
I'm
what we do here. We do our thing.
Yeah, I just.
You know what the key is? Don't give a fuck about what anybody thinks.
Yeah, I don't have that skin, though.
Don't give a
getting
shit.
Better, but...
Yeah,
I think you've come a long way from when you and I first met.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, I didn't know you well until a while back, but, like, even in the last while, you've changed that. Your skin's gotten a little bit thicker, and you just... Who cares what anyone says? Oh, my God, I don't give a shit.
Speaking of the VIP chat, sign up to be a VIP member, safetynetstudio@gmail.com. Here's what we're doing. Jaguar, I think you're going to like this. We kind of talked about this right before the show started, but $100 for a
wow.
Light.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
Was I a part? Am I not a part of this?
I don't remember this conversation. I do remember it. No, go for it. Let's talk about it. Sorry, I don't know why I cut you off.
No, I'm stopping. Sign up now. Safe to say.
I want to know.
No, I thought she was on board with it, but now she's
I'm glad you left me out of the
loop. Yeah, exactly. That's because we should have had a meeting. We can't make that decision publicly without him involved. He's a partner.
All right, so then.
That's why.
All right.
That's why I made that. I think he has to know before they know because he has to sign off at it because we all own the company.
All right, then I will stop.
Unless your thing was to tell the VIPs every day
that they're scumbags.
Eat shit and fuck off.
We're changing your name to the Jareds.
Oh, that's mean. I don't even hate them that much.
Merry Christmas.
Everyone at Frank's Pizza would like to wish you a Merry Christmas this holiday season. Serving North Winnipeg and Selkirk for over 40 years. Check out the link in the pod script and upgrade to homemade with Frank's Pizza. Frank's Pizza is available for pickup and delivery because you can't have turkey every night this holiday season. Check the link in the pod script or call 204-338-7922 or 204-482-7922 in Selkirk.
Perfect. All right. That and a whole lot more here on Wheeler in the Morning. Sorry. Oh, boy. Wheeler After Dark.
How long did it take you? We talked about this before. How long did it take you? You got it mixed up, and now it's the co-host will be next.
20 episodes.
It took you 20 episodes with them.
Oh, I've already done it on the morning show.
Okay, but you haven't done it on our show.
You said Wheeler After Dark on the morning show?
Yes. Well, when I talk about the podcast. Yeah.
Well, that's what our podcast is called.
Exactly.
So you accurately represent exactly. our podcast. Yeah.
So cool. This is the first time. So you've had 20 shows with them?
20 shows here, I believe. I think we're at 24. We're five ahead in the morning show. Because
we
took that week off as far as season three.
Okay, so it took you 24 shows to call us the wrong show.
I'm sorry,
that's
Jasmine.
Pretty good, actually. I'm impressed.
I'm sorry, Jasmine. I'm sorry, Tyler. Sorry, guys. So looking at you two. Is that right?
No, I
know.
Get
that right? Okay.
Yeah, no, that's right.
Let's get into the Dave line.
Oh.
What?
is that too much?
All right.
We do it every day, but I don't know. Is that too much right now?
I
wasn't ready for that.
I left my headphones. I was using them for all my Zoom calls today. Oh, gosh, all the Zoom calls. And I left them, and I was like, oh, no, I don't have it. That's why I was off camera. I was searching for one, but I found one.
It's okay. Wearing earbuds is ridiculous.
Actually, the sound is way better.
Yeah, right? Amazing what happens.
It just messes my hair up.
Could you imagine only listening in one headphone with an ear? Never mind. Can you go over and grab the sheets that are right on the music stand right over there? I got them off the printer.
Remember, you have headphones on.
Yeah. Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a healthy, happy New Year. If you haven't done so, go in and see either one of their locations for massages to help you relax over this holiday season and start you off right in 2021. You can still get gift certificates at either location, 835 Henderson Highway or 266 St. Anne's Road. Henderson Massage Health and Wellness Center. There's a link down in the pod script. Let's do
one.
Do
you have favorites? A playlist?
Do you have
a top 10? Like, what are we doing?
I have a website that I go to, and usually it's a popular videos, and it's something inside of the top five there, and just click on one of those. Like, anything within 5 to 10 minutes. I don't have much more time to spare than that.
Do you skip ahead?
Depending if it starts off with the old knock knock, then I'm like, all right, I know there's going to be a little bit of bullshit
the
here.
Best part.
Is that the best part for you?
It for sure is. The setup. That's everything.
I remember walking in. I was living in with Parker in 1902, Augustina Hall, my first year of college. And
guy probably watches some weird shit.
So this is the story. So I walk in and I'm like, hey, man, what's up? What are you still doing awake? Because I was just getting back from a midnight shift. And he's like, I couldn't sleep, so I decided to watch a movie. I'm like, what'd you watch? He's like, Pirates of the Caribbean, I think was the name of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, adult film? And he's like, yeah. I was like, and you watched the whole thing? He's like, the storyline wasn't bad.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Come on. How long was it? He goes, about an hour and a half.
Oh,
wow. I don't know. I watched porn.
That's too long.
I watch porn for necessity, not necessarily for the entertainment value.
And this
there's entertainment value if you just like could watch the setups and the acting. Like that's comedy. And then there's like the banging stuff.
Right. Well, some of them I do find entertaining, like especially the titles. Like there was ones they would rip off major movie production titles, like Foreskin Gump was one of my favorites.
Oh, God.
And just this dude that had a penis like Cyril Sneer from The Raccoons. Like so much foreskin, it like folded over. Yeah, yeah. They were literally peeling it back.
Okay. Moving on to another part of our show.
The Seinfeld one?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen that one yet.
It's a Seinfeld parody. It's really funny.
Seinfeld and Kramer?
It's like the Weird Al of porn.
Oh, gosh.
And
what's your favorite Kevin Costner movie?
We're famous, you and I.
Cool. I doubt that, but
I'll tell you a little bit later on.
You two are famous?
We're famous.
Oh. Yeah. What makes somebody famous?
Oh, recognition on a wide scale level.
Not like your own tweet or your own post?
No.
Okay.
Is it something we did?
We're not TikTok famous, trust me. We're not
did
TikTok.
We do something?
Yeah, we did something. Oh, no. Oh, apparently we did something.
Oh, this can't be good.
I'll tell you about that a little bit later.
I don't want to be your kind of famous.
You always
that usually comes with a
An ugly caveat.
So do you want to talk just general, some of the information that's been gathered over the weekend? I might as well get into this about how Jaguar and I got famous. We'll kick it off with that. So, Jaguar, you and I are we're Reddit famous now.
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you guys, that's not good.
That's a bad kind of famous.
Do I need to bow out? Oh, shit.
I'm not even going to read it to you, but it made the R Winnipeg subreddit where somebody jumped on. I'll give you the Coles notes of it, okay? Someone jumped on and went, did you hear on the most recent episode of the Wheeler After Dark podcast that they were talking about the church and the Constitution? And oh my God, it's ridiculous. And somebody jumped in and went, hang on, you went actively looking for this and you're offended? Fuck off. Sorry, man. We can't help you if you're going to look for this shit. And then it got into a whole big, deep discussion, a bunch of comments on there. I was laughing. I sifted through a lot of them and pretty funny. Pretty
is
funny.
It funny? I should look it
funny
up.
Funny if you have the kind of sense of humor where you don't mind being shit on.
Did they shit on me too?
Not so much.
Oh,
you.
Look at you getting all excited.
I know,
over
I'm like,
there.
Come on,
yeah.
Please.
They actually refer to you as co-host. They
oh,
don't.
Nice.
They don't. Yeah, they don't mention you by
no,
name.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah, they kept.
They won't say the Jaguar. They just can't bring themselves
can't
to it.
They kept his fake name out of it.
Oh, okay. Well. But,
I want to protect the innocent here, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want to get anybody in
Don't you
trouble.
Dare bring up my fake name.
Goddamn.
Don't you say it.
I bet you it was Jared. He probably started it.
Which one, though? One, two, or three?
All of them.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fucking conspiracy.
Jared went, yeah.
It was a conspiracy together.
I didn't want to do this. I wanted to come out and tell a few jokes. You created this monster.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for being here with me for a little while.
You guys have been great. Thanks a lot for coming. I hope you enjoyed it.
All right, then.
This podcast is property of Safety Net Studio.